Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This defense, man, the question heading in to week one and throughout training camp was no more L'Jarius Sneed. So what's that secondary look like?
How's this defense going to be?
And while I understand it wasn't Joe Burrow throwing a Ja'Marr Chase or somebody like that out there, it's still a very good test and to see how they hold up against some offensive weapons. And I don't know about you, but Jalen Watts in particular, who got the start at quarterback two, I thought when it mattered most, and certainly on the deep pass to Zay Flowers in the fourth quarter, I thought that was really impressive and a good sign of his progression. Remember, he's still coming back from an injury. I mean, this is a player that still, he admitted after the game he was a little sore. We're going to hear from him in the locker room in just a second. There were moments where, you know, coverage wasn't great, but I think for game one, with the question of not having a sure thing as the number two corner, I think you saw some positive steps for the rest of the year to see how maybe they can progress. I thought the defense overall until the final two drives of the game played really, really well. They had no answer, the Ravens did, for Chris Jones or Turk Wharton.
Well,
the middle of that offensive line was a problem for Baltimore.
They had some like surprisingly good players in a couple of spots, Turk Wharton being one of them. I wasn't planning on Turk Wharton looking that good in that game because that allowed Chris Jones to work on the outside. Now, I'll say this. They had this thing come up a couple of years ago where if they got to play Chris Jones more on the outside, that means they do not like their defensive ends. And they're like, how are we going to get pressure from the defensive end? And so what happens is they use Chris Jones to go on the defensive. And look, it worked. Chris Jones was beating left tackles with a speed rush sometimes. So there's nothing that man can't do, and he certainly dominated.
And how much of this is because they were playing Lamar? I don't know. We'll find out next week, too. You know, how much do they feel they needed Chris on the edge because Lamar's out there? I don't know.
I think it's just because they have more depth at defensive tackle. There's a reason why we had talked about Felix Anudike Uzomah and why we had talked about where they were targeting defensive ends or they just need it. Until Charles Omenihue comes back, they don't have the defensive line depth that they're accustomed to having. And so out of just reality, that isn't going to be a solution until there. But the corners is what impressed me the most. I was genuinely, you know, not like overly concerned. I'm not saying panicked about it. But the single biggest question mark going into the season about their defense was, can their corners hold up? Jalen Watson got tested deep. He held up. Joshua Williams played about 40% of the snaps. Didn't see his name called a bunch, which means They weren't throwing his way. They held down Rashad Bateman and Zay Flowers. They got beat up by Isaiah Likely and Nick Bolton's matchup, not by their corners.
When linebackers were in coverage was the biggest part. There was very few other instances you can point to. And look, you want to say that there was a ball or two underthrown by Lamar? Fair. But when they tested the corners down the field, the very few times they did, it was not a vertical passing attack by any means for Baltimore last night. It was a lot of stuff in the flat and got a check down city. But some of that was the success the Chiefs had with their secondary. Trent McDuffie looked just like you expect Trent McDuffie to look as well. He also made a couple really, really good tackles. Him and Justin Reed in particular had some great tackles yesterday in open space that could have led to big-time gains, and they didn't make those kind of mistakes. So I think for all the talk about number two corner, you saw what you wanted in terms of to build off of going forward.
Yes.
The competition at the wide receiver matchups get tougher? Yeah. Next week in particular. But I think you like that for Jalen Watson's first time out there as a number two corner, coming off of an injury and all of that, it was pretty good. Here's some of what he had to say in the locker room yesterday.
I mean, it's a great feeling. I went through so much adversity. Love you too, bro. Went through so much adversity this offseason, just trying to get back healthy, get back on the field. Watching the guys for the first half of training camp, I was just itching to get back out there. And now I'm back, and it just feels good to make plays and help the team.
Jalen, after game one, you know, how did you assess the defensive performance overall and what you guys need to work on?
We still got to work on covering better and man coverage and just containing the quarterback and open field tackles.
And how hard is this to compare to anything else since he's such a unique weapon running the football?
I mean, it's hard. That's what he's best at, using his athleticism, and it creates so many problems. But we got the job, man. So that's all that matters.
I think Jalen Watson was like the leading tackler on the team.
They tested him.
Right?
I mean, they threw the ball at him quite a bit, and they threw it underneath quite a bit. But
he had the second most tackles. Sorry, Justin Reed had 8. Jalen Watson had 7. Jamari Connor had 6. I don't know. Sometimes you say, you don't want your corners to lead the team in tackles.
In this case, I think it's okay because it was Lamar Jackson out in space, and I can't really rely on linebackers to catch Lamar Jackson very often. There were two. I do want to say, because I know someone's going to text it in and be like, you better say something.
Do it.
I thought Felix Anudike Uzama showed up twice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Recovered the fumble on the Chris Jones strip sack. Good. Johnny on the spot like that. And I thought he had a nice open field tackle on a ball thrown in the flat in which he shedded a defender and made a nice tackle on the outside. Only played like 18 snaps. Wasn't on the field a ton for the Chiefs. But you at least noticed him for the 18 snaps he played, and not noticed him in the way that you had been noticing him, which was not good ways. He showed up a couple of times yesterday. He did a nice job, not like over the moon with his performance. He did a nice job, which is all I'm asking for Felix this year. Just do a nice job when you're out there, and I won't care. I thought Leo Chanel was incredible. He was all over the field. He was flying. You talk about that speed at linebacker, not a problem. He was all over the field. He's making tackles. Coverage skills were good. I thought he maybe had the most impressive, you know, regular, just like, other than Chris Jones. But, you know,
he's high on the list. Like, even if you were just including offensive players, if you were putting together your, you know, top six, top five players of the game, he has an argument at number five, I would say. Like, obviously, Patrick Mahomes and Rashee Rice are very high, and Chris Jones, 1, 2, 3. But there's an argument. Leo Chanel, it's a really positive sign. Duh, they liked him. They drafted him for a reason, all that. But now that he's getting a bigger role, early return, week one, very, very early return, and seeing him in a role that is more featured, he looks like he could be someone we're talking about the entire season in a good way. Like, he looks like he might end up being a future star type of linebacker for this football team.
No, very much so. They found another linebacker. Corners and linebackers, man. Under Brett Veach, they don't seem to have any trouble cycling those guys through. Willie Gay played some nice football while he's here. Nick Bolton's played some nice football. He played bad football last night, but overall, good football while he's been here, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, there's a touchdown that is on the board if it's not for Chanel, right? Like, there's a touchdown, and there's a pass he deflects, and I don't remember who was going to be wide open. I mean, it was right at the one-yard line. Was it Justice Hill? Yep. I mean, he was wide open. It's a touchdown. I mean, it is a touchdown, and Leo was able to bat the ball down. That was a huge play at that time.
There were multiple big plays by the defense again. Look, I don't know where the Ravens are going to rank offensively this year, but I'll bet it's top 10. I'll bet it some were one of the better defenses, and they held yet another team to 20 points. I know it's not in the teens like last year because Lamar Jackson on the ground got the better of them. But overall, they really did a nice job defensively. I get it. This might not be the best offense they faced. This might not even be the best offense they faced in the first 2 weeks of the season. We'll see. But I'll tell you, Cincinnati's probably also worried about what the hell they're going to do about Chris Jones Every team, if that's what Chris Jones is going to look like once again, has to worry about how their offense works if one person is creating pressure immediately. Did you see late in the game? He ended up holding up okay, but it like forced on that pass that Lamar Jackson stepped up and missed either Bateman or Zay Flowers. He says Bateman looked like Flowers. They accidentally left Chris Jones on a running back.
Yeah.
They left a run. They left Justice, not a running back. They didn't leave Derrick Henry. They left Justice Hill on an island against Chris Jones. And it forced Lamar Jackson to step up and maybe misfire that throw. But honestly, kudos, Justice Hill. He held up okay. That could have, you could have gotten killed in that situation.
Justice Hill played yesterday. Like I don't know about you guys. We talked about earlier with Derrick Henry and, you know, are they managing his workload or whatever? Like
I don't think they should.
It didn't seem like at the end of the game, you check the box score and Lamar threw it 41 times. You're like, what do you want him to do? Throw it
50. He set back to pass 57. It's too many.
Too many. Yes, Cody. But also a bulk of those came on the final two drives of the game.
Where a lot of them were behind. They were short. They're behind the line.
And a lot were late in the game. So Derrick Henry, fortunately for the Chiefs, like there was maybe one run where I'm like, oh, that's Derrick Henry. That was it. Does anybody think of another run? I thought there was like one run where you're like, oh, that looks like Derrick Henry from the past.
Early on.
That one run is all I can think of where I'm like, oh yeah, that's Derrick Henry. The rest were, and that's a credit to the Chiefs defensive front. We'll find out throughout the season both, but also if Derrick Henry's lost a step, but was not like overly impressed by him at all.
No, not even like a little bit, if we're being honest, but I told you I liked that signing before, and for the most part, I know that we just discussed this. I won't make all my decisions about a team just because of one game. I told you I like the Ravens maybe a little bit less now that I watch them play for a little bit. But overall, I'm not going to make all my decisions about a team.
The Ravens will be fine. The Ravens will.
How many games do you think the Ravens win now?
Yeah, I still think they're like an 11-12 win team. My opinion, as long as they don't think Lamar is gonna, if Lamar has to do that every time, well, they're in trouble because he's gonna get hurt. But I don't believe that'll be the case. Let's also remember the Chiefs were a top five defense last year. Some of this might be, hey, the Chiefs played some pretty good defense for a majority of that.
So you're
game.
Giving the Chiefs some credit, huh?
I think that absolutely they should deserve some of that credit. Like we're talking about how ineffective some pieces of their offense were, it didn't just. The Ravens, that's two games in a row against the Chiefs, going back to the AFC title game. And this time with a new-look offense in Baltimore with Derrick Henry, and they struggled for the most part offensively. Other than dump-offs to Isaiah Likely on the final couple drives, they were not really having a whole lot of success. Lamar was doing Lamar things, but he's going to create some bad matchups with his mobility for a lot of teams. But I thought the defense played for the first game. I thought the defense was pretty damn good.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.